What's up, everybody? Welcome to this special edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly. As you know, I'm usually on every Wednesday night, SiriusXM POTUS Radio, channel 124. Of course, a couple of times a week, I try to go on my YouTube show, just my YouTube channel, just doing that, because outside of the POTUS show, it's still content that I throw on my YouTube channel, Stephen A. Smith Show channel, so definitely show or Straight Shooter with yours truly. So I like to do that. And this is one of those days I wanted to take an opportunity. Believe it or not, I'm touching on somebody that praised me, but I want to take the opportunity to praise him. And that's why I decided to come out and do something today. And his name is Anton Daniels. He was on the show last week, called himself a saint, as opposed to a conservative or a black conservative or anything like that. When he broke it down, made total sense, not chiding him in any way. But it's a bigger issue that I wanted to get to that he instigated by doing what he did in complimenting me. And before I get into what I wanted to say about Anton Daniels, I want y'all to take a look at what he said about me in the aftermath of coming on this show last week and granting me the pleasure of interviewing him. Listen to what Anton Daniels had to say. Take a look.
Stephen A. is dope, in my opinion, from my interaction with him, because he didn't edit out anything. Regardless of whether you agree with him or disagree with him, he did not edit out anything. He put the whole thing in, no edits, no skips. Didn't take out the part where he felt like maybe he got one up or anything like that, or the people might not have disagreed. You got to give respect to that, bro. I mean, you don't have to do nothing, but I give respect to that because that shows integrity. That shows that he not trying to duck nothing. He just focus on having a good conversation and letting the people determine how things go. You got to respect that because it's pre-recorded. So it wasn't like he couldn't have made some modifications or he couldn't have did something different. He just kept it 100% G and he dropped the interview exactly how we recorded it. We have a respectful conversation on some of the points we disagree with. He even allowed me to come on the platform and I was able to hold him accountable for some stuff that I disagreed with. And here's the key, because he watched all of my stuff, right? Or not all of it. He don't have the capacity to watch all of it. He watched my stuff. He's seen my criticisms of him. He didn't say, I don't like Anton. He said, I hear what you got to say and come on the platform and tell me what your thoughts are. What more can you ask for?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you something. I'm not the one who deserves the praise. He does. And I can't thank Anton Daniels enough for coming on the show and having a conversation. Because the interview with him epitomizes what I strive for Straight Shooter with Stephen A. to be. Whether we agree or disagree, let's talk about the issues that we want to challenge each other on or we want to engage in dialogue about. Let's see where we're like-minded and where we differ. Let's talk about why and draw our own conclusions from there. People used to talk to me all the time and send me stuff about Anton Daniels went at Stephen A. He destroyed Stephen A. He did, the YouTube algorithm. You know, the word destroy is very, very popular. We all know that, right? And he would do this, and I would look at these interviews, and I'm like, what they're talking about? He simply disagrees with me. And he said so. He didn't castrate me. He didn't castigate me. He didn't attack my character. He didn't attack me as a man. He said he disagrees. In the world that we're living in right now, I can't even say enough about this brother. I barely know him, but I got mad love for him. Because he's a grown-up in a room. You want to get down and dirty like he did with the comedian, you could go that route. But I certainly had no desire to do that with him or anybody else. I'm a grown-ass man. I got better things to do with my life. And talking to him, he clearly ain't about that either. He can be if you ask him to, but he ain't about that. He's about intelligently discussing issues that are pertinent in our society, enlightening you about where he's coming from and why, and challenging you to either agree with him or disagree with him, but either way you slice it, express your point of view. How can it get any better than that? I owe him a debt of gratitude, not because he came on my show, but because of who he displayed himself to be. A highly intelligent brother, very accomplished, that got some stuff to say, and is mission-minded. Yeah, he's trying to make money with his Millionaire Morning Show. And by the way, he's going to do it, okay? He almost got as many followers as me. He's probably going to surpass me this week. You understand? Because I got First Take to do, and I got SiriusXM to do, and I don't have the time to dedicate to YouTube the way that he does. But that's not taken away from everything. He's got 1.33 million followers as of today, ladies and gentlemen. I hope it's 3 million. I hope it's 5 million. I hope you listen to this brother moving forward, because he deserves it. He deserves it because not just the content that he's willing to tackle, not just the issues, not even just the people, he's willing to have a conversation. That's what we've gotten away from. If you don't agree with it, you know, you're a sellout, you're a coon. Some white folks might call you racist. And all of this other stuff. And all we're doing is talking about the issues and what I agree with and what I disagree with. As a matter of fact, I owe Anton, as I went back and watched, I went back and watched the interview. I owe him an answer to his question as to why I didn't vote for Trump. I went into something about Nikki Haley and Marco Rubio and stuff like that, and I lost track. I actually owe him an answer. And I'm happy to give it to him right now. Trump, to me, doesn't know how to act. And he breeds chaos. Some of his policies I agree with, and some of it I don't. I agree with his policy on the border. I believe in him prioritizing the economy, because guess what? If you don't and cats ain't making money and they don't have jobs, it's going to be problematic. But I don't see Trump doing that right now. I see him being preoccupied with stuff going on in the Middle East as opposed to handling his home front, which is why you got some MAGA people who have turned against him. But more importantly, and specifically to Anton's question, what I really have a problem with is that, again, we got this No Kings protest, for example, going on here. Donald Trump is not a king. We have a House of Representatives. We have a Senate. We have a Supreme Court. You know, there's a multitude of cases that are being appealed because they've rejected his notion and his perspective on things. If you're a king, you don't have those luxuries. You don't have those impediments, rather, standing in your way. You get to do what you want, when you want, how you want. So guess what? I'm not necessarily seeing the effectiveness of the No Kings protest, even though 8 million people around the country showed up in the streets of America to protest Donald Trump. But I get where they're coming from, because he clearly wants to be, because he bullies people into supporting him and stuff like that. And a lot of what he does, I think, breeds chaos. When I looked at Kamala Harris, Anton, to answer your question, only because I owed it to you and I really, really didn't like my answer, because I didn't give you a full answer when I interviewed you and you asked me that question. When I thought about Kamala Harris, did I think she was better suited in terms of strength as a leader compared to Trump? No. What I did think, however, is that she wouldn't compromise our government and its apparatus in terms of working in concert with the Senate and the House to make sure that you were working across the aisle to get things done. And I thought that whereas Trump isn't easily influenced, if at all, she would be more open to being influenced, in my humble opinion. In hindsight, that probably sounds silly. But that's how I viewed it going into the election, which is why I would have voted for her. And in case of Trump, too much damn chaos, too much damn noise, and we'd be preoccupied with too much noise going on in the streets of America because of how he chooses to handle things in a very belligerent and abrasive fashion that serves to polarize instead of galvanize. And I don't believe that the presidency, which is a statesmanship position in my estimation, should be about that. That's the answer to the question with Anton Daniels. But getting back to my point, I'm not only grateful to the brother, I'm grateful for him. Because as I embark upon my journey, I'm never leaving sports as long as they'll have me. But I love talking about social commentary, issues, politics, etc. I love that bantering across the aisles. See, ladies and gentlemen, I own my own studio. I'm not in it right now. But I have my own studio in New York. I have a studio that if I set it up right, I could fit 100 to 150 people up in there. I have a studio where I can have panel discussions and I can have left versus right, black conservatives, black liberals, and everything in between. And all along, while I've been doing this, I'm looking for people to talk to. It's why I talk about somebody like a Royce White. It's why I've talked about, it's why I've interviewed him before. That's a brilliant brother right there, ladies and gentlemen, running for Senate seat in Minnesota. That's a brilliant brother. I'm here to tell y'all right now, he is no joke. You don't have to agree with everything he says, but trust you me, when he opens his mouth, you're going to know he makes sense. That's why Officer Tatum, I've had him on the show, and I'm going to have him on the show again. I respect that brother. They can disagree with me. He's like, come on over, Stephen A., come on over. You know you conservative, just like Anton's like, you know you conservative. I disagree with both of them. You don't see me insulting them because of it. It makes perfect sense why they think that, based on some of my positions. I understand what the hell is there to get offended about. Those are my brothers, too. What, they ain't black? They don't care about black people? Anton Daniels came on this show and said they talking about him, and all he hires is black people. What are we talking about? And we want to alienate folks that make sense, that's bringing common sense to the equation, that's telling you about the history of the conservatives and the Republican Party compared to the liberals and the Democratic Party. I want to hear what they have to say. I haven't had Roland Martin on the show for a while. He's gone left towards me or whatever. They ain't going to stop me from loving Roland Martin. I don't want him to fail. I want him successful. And if I can help him be successful, I will. Got nothing against Roland Martin. Brother smart. Smart as hell. Certainly knows more than me. We ain't going to act like he don't. I see Mark Lamont Hill on Joe Budden's podcast. I've known Mark Lamont Hill for years. Mad respect for that brother. Don't believe in some of his liberal views. I think he's a bit too far left at times, in my opinion. But what you will hear me do is disagree with them. What you will never hear me do is disrespect them and character assassinate them. I will not do that. I watch Joe Budden's podcast. I don't get a chance to watch anything frequently, but I've admired and respected Joe Budden for years. Candace Owens is just a pariah of various communities or whatever. Not to me. Do I agree with some of the things that she said about the Jewish community? No. Do I believe in it? Why and how she's going after Erica Kirk? No, I don't. I'm like, can we move on? Is it really that important? But who the hell am I? She's got over 4 million subscribers and people want to hear the content that she's putting out there. Who the hell am I? I just wish that wasn't her focus because I find her to be incredibly intelligent. With a whole lot to say about a lot of different freaking issues. And this notion that you don't listen to her just because she thinks opposite of you is ridiculous to me. I'm not doing that. I'm just not. Michael Eric Dyson has been a friend of mine for years. Brilliant brother, more liberal than conservative, but loaded with an abundance of common sense. Cornel West is somebody that I've admired many years. How about Tavis Smiley? There's a whole bunch of folks on both sides of the aisle. All I'm trying to do, because I've been blessed and fortunate enough to achieve some of the successes that I've achieved, is that I'm not leaning to one side and staying over there. I want to hear everybody. If you got something to say, I want my audience to say it. And while I'm so grateful to Anton Daniels, is because he gave me exactly what I was looking for. Just a fruitful conversation amongst two brothers that might be looking at things a little bit differently, but nothing but respect. You disagree, you disagree. I might do say something next week or the week after. Hell, maybe say something tonight. Anton might get at me about that. So what? See, we know, especially as black people, we disagreeing with family members. We disagreeing with friends all the time. We disagree with coworkers. We disagree with people we fraternize with. It happens all the time. So what? I often use this analogy. I've never lost a debate. I either win or I learn something new, which means I walk away a winner because I'm more edified than I was when I arrived. Honestly speaking, that's how I felt when I was speaking to Anton. Anton knows more than I know. He pays attention to this stuff. What did I do? He made one point after another. Even when I disagreed, there wasn't a single point he made that I could definitively say, that makes no sense. Absolutely not. The brother makes sense. And he's a young, brilliant brother that's doing big things, and he's only going to grow. And I'm here to tell America right now, anything that I can do to help him, I am going to do that. Because we need voices like that. We need voices like Officer Tatum. Just like we mentioned a bunch of folks on the liberal side that we need. This kid, Doss, that's making noise as a black liberal. I'm going to invite him on the show. I'm not ostracizing anybody. If you're willing to have a respectful conversation and you have stuff to say, you are welcomed on this platform. Anybody that wants to know what my objective is in doing this show, whether it's a solo one-on-one interview, whether it's a group interview, whether it's a panel discussion with two different sides of the aisle, both on this show, this platform, with yours truly, if you want to know what my agenda is, please look at the Anton Daniels interview. That's all I want. I want to listen. I want to learn. I want to challenge. I want to be challenged. See, when that shit almost went down with him and Corey Holcomb, we don't need to see all that. Thank God it didn't escalate. We don't want none of that. It's a conversation. That's all we want. A conversation with ideas up against one another and it being challenged on behalf of our community and on behalf of this country. And when you got brothers like Anton Daniels that's willing to have those conversations on that level, it's good for everybody. Millionaire Morning Show, watch that brother. Anton Daniels, you're always welcome here, bro. And I'm going to keep my word to you. And the second I get a chance, I'm going to come on your show. I don't care if it's in L.A. I don't care if it's in New York. I don't care if I got to come to Detroit. I'm going to keep my word. You deserve it. You worth it. It's that simple, y'all. All this vitriol and stuff going back and forth. I mean, please, I'm looking at somebody like Emmanuel Acho. That's a smart brother. There's a couple of things that I'll address with him when I see him. Or if I ever decide to go on his show, oh, I'll address it. But understand, for the most part, brother smart as a whip. And doing big things with his new crew, none but respect. Ain't nobody rooting against them, not this way. I want them to win. Because contrary to popular belief, there's more than one winner. A lot of us could win. I know there are some people out there that's trying to convince y'all otherwise. There's some fat bastards that want you to fail. Because they don't want nobody to win but them. I get that. That ain't me. You good? You trying to do big things? You trying to do stuff that's going to benefit our community and society as a whole? You have my support. I believe Anton Daniels to be one of those dudes. I'm proud to have met him. I hope to get to know him more, and I'm sure we'll butt heads and we'll disagree on issues from time to time. So what? So what? If I have a good point, he showed me he's man enough to admit it. If he has a good point, I think I've proven I'm man enough to admit it. And as brothers, we march forward, trying to do the best that we can for all parties involved. That's what these platforms are supposed to be about. not the ratchet shit that's degrading us as a community that folks are trying to get us to entertain every day just for clicks. We better than that. And Anton Daniels reminded me of that. And I really, really appreciate it more than he could know. So when I saw him giving me love and giving me my props, I felt it was only right for me to make sure that I came on these airwaves and said, hold on, bro. You deserve it too. Just as much, if not more than me. Thank you for coming on this show. And I can't wait to come on yours. I'm coming, bro. Don't you worry. I will keep my word. I just wanted to say that about Anton Daniels and all the Anton Daniel types that are out there that want to have a conversation, want to spill their point of view, want to hear what you have to say. And it ain't a crime to disagree with them. Where you got to worry about them talking about you and calling you everything but a child of God just because you ain't vibing with their thinking. That's childish shit. Let's be better than that. Let's be better than that.